miss the arcade. Its time has come and gone, and I don't think that you can ever really replicate that. I don't think that kids would want to do that or ever leave the connected universe of their house.
Well, I think you're right, but I think the main reason is simply because the only way you could play these exciting games was by going to the arcade. The games you had at home were a lesser version of what was awaiting for you in the arcade. So yes, you had to go. Now, the shit you have in your living room is better than the stuff that's in the arcade. So what are they doing? They're supplementing it with experiences of things that move. There's a Star Wars game called Star Wars Battle Pod at like Dave and Buster's. And that moves around, and it's got kind of that miniature Omnimax theater kind of like dome projection graphic. And the graphics are good. Nothing that like a current day console couldn't do. It's just the controller and the pod itself is something that can't be replicated at home.
Or they'll even scale a game up, like something that I played on my iPad, Fruit Ninja, where there's like at Dave and Buster's, the lone remaining arcade of America, they scaled it up so it's this giant full body experience where before you're just slicing fruit with your finger. But now you're doing it with
right,
your
the doodle
torso.
Jump is like a full body arcade experience.
Yeah, yeah.
And I see that shit, I'm like, get the fuck out of here, doodle jump.
But I guess that's what they have to do. If you,
right.